So is this from the perspective of the mind, or is it also from the perspective of the jhanas, the yananas, where you have a cessation of appearances altogether, or is it strictly on the level of the volition?
Well, it's all related. I mean, in terms of jhana, that means the mind is focused in the present moment, and so is able to pay clear attention to what's going on. So that can be an involved factor, but the mind doesn't have to be in jhana in order to be able to observe these different qualities functioning, and they're relating to each other. So, for example, you can notice that feeling conditions craving in ordinary everyday life very, very readily. So jhana doesn't have to be involved, but if the mind is focused and undistracted, then it can be easier to see the detail of how one thing conditions another. I'm not sure if that's what you were asking.
Yeah, so it's primarily referring to the mind itself that reacts.
Well, mind is a word that covers a big range.
Right, yeah. I guess as opposed to absorption and opposed to ultimate cessation.
Well, I wouldn't say the mind is not opposed to absorption. I mean, the quality of jhana is an attribute of mind. I wouldn't see them as being in contrast to each other. It's like that's a faculty of the mind, is its ability to concentrate. Another faculty of the mind is it has a capacity to wisely reflect. But those qualities can be present together. You can be in first jhana and also using wise reflection. There was earlier readings that was being talked about in the suttas. So they're not opposed to each other. They're all part of the same system. So I would say when exploring dependent origination and learning to understand it, then the aspect of wise reflection, investigation, is quite active, quite prominent, you know, in that. But that doesn't mean to say that the mind is unconcentrated or that it's sort of choosing between wise reflection or concentration, that those qualities, you know, work together.
Mm-hmm. So it doesn't refer to whether appearances are there or not.
Appearances.
Appearances. Just any phenomena appearing to mind.
Well, the dependent origination cycle is, in a way, it's referring to the mind's relationship or how it's attending to the range of experiences. The very fact that it starts off avijja paccaya sankhara, when there is ignorance, when the mind doesn't see things clearly, then it is drawn towards creating a subject-object duality. And that when there is vijja, when there is awakened awareness, then when there is no ignorance, then it doesn't give rise to that subject-object duality as some kind of substantial or seemingly real division. Anything else you'd say on that?
Nothing comes to mind. The main thing is not to get too lost in the weeds, to really pay attention to the principle of conditionality and how things are being affected, because that's where we can untangle the mess.